Rain has developed in the western Corn Belt this morning and will continue to advance eastward into the heart of the Midwest as we move through the next 2 days. Some of the rain is likely to be heavy. In fact, we'll probably see some flooding evolve across parts of Missouri, Illinois, and the lower Mississippi River Basin area where the heaviest rains are likely to occur. Some 1 to 3 inch amounts will occur generally, and there may be some 4 inch totals in a few spots. The precipitation will occur in most of the western Corn Belt here today and early tomorrow. We'll see the precipitation shifting more into the central and eastern parts of the region as we get into tomorrow night and on into Wednesday. The frontal system pushing the storm system across the region will be fairly quick moving, and so as we move from Wednesday into Thursday, we should see a big improvement in weather across the Midwest. The forecast is still going to bring in some cooler conditions into the region as we get out towards the latter part of this week. This week's early week storm system will pump a lot of warmth into the eastern Midwest here today, but as the rains come along, we won't notice it quite so much. It'll be mostly a wet environment. This same storm system promises to produce some significant snowfall in the west central portions of the U.S. High Plains region. This will focus mostly on Colorado, northwestern Kansas, and portions of western Nebraska, and some 3 to 8 inch accumulations may occur in some of that region. There's a potential for something much greater, but only in a few counties. The cold air that's going to help promote the snow is not likely to hold together well, so when the upper-level low-pressure system finally comes into the eastern Midwest, there will not be enough cold air to produce any kind of snowfall. A reinforcing shot of cooler air will come into the upper Midwest as we get out from Wednesday into early Thursday, and that will help to perpetuate a little more snowfall in that particular region. This would be inclusive of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota primarily. Some neighboring areas may see a little snow, but it's not likely to accumulate very well. In the meantime, the upper level low will also go ahead and push that frontal system through the eastern Midwest. We should see drier weather on Thursday in all of the Midwest, and it looks as though temperatures will cool off a little bit behind the storm system. We'll expect the temperatures in the eastern portions of the region to be quite warm today. Highs will run mostly up into the upper 50s and 60s. Tomorrow we'll see highs again quite warm across the central and southern parts of the Midwest. Temperatures running mostly in the 60s. There could be some extremes getting over 70 degrees. The Great Lakes region, however, will still be in the 50s tomorrow afternoon. High temperatures on Wednesday going into Thursday will likely start to cool from west to east across the Midwest. We'll expect temperatures to get a little bit more seasonable on Thursday afternoon with highs in the 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest. Some 30-degree readings may occur in the upper most parts of the region where that chance for snow is likely to occur. As we move into the latter part of this week and into the weekend, there will be a reinforcing shot of colder air coming in from Canada that will help to keep the temperatures in a more seasonable range, and we'll have a chance for a little bit of additional light snowfall coming into the upper parts of the region as we move into that period of time. The low temperatures at night across the Midwest are expected to stay mostly in a seasonably warm range here for the next couple of nights and then turn cooler towards the end of the week. Down in Brazil, the only dryness concerns that we're going to be watching this week will be in western Mato Grosso and northwestern Mato Grosso do Sul. The rest of Brazil will see timely rainfall and continue to support good crop development and good planting conditions. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.